So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if...
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me this week. This week's show, there's a lot of news to talk about, and I'm going to start the show this week with Title 42. For those who do not know Title 42, it comes from a 1944 public health law to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. This law was implemented in March of 2020, and it was implemented by the CDC. To make a long story short, Title 42 allows for the removal by the U.S. government of persons who have recently been in a country where a communicable disease was present. Well, now, the Biden administration, and let's just... You know, I've gone down the rabbit hole pretty deep lately, and let's just keep going down that rabbit hole. We know that right now, Biden is not in control of this country. He is not the leader of this country. If this past week wasn't any indication, I don't know what other proof you need. So this past week, Obama decided to come out from the basement of the White House where he's controlling this country and running this country, and he came out onto the main floor of the White House. And I'm sure all of you have seen it's almost sickening, the video of Joe Biden just aimlessly wandering. It literally broke my heart to watch this old man. He is a feeble, frail individual at this point. And he is walking around looking for someone to talk to, and nobody wants to talk to him. It got to the point where he's standing next to Barack, put his shoulder on Barack and says, "Hey, Barack." And Obama just completely ignored him. Kamala Harris just completely ignored him. Everyone ignored him. This is supposedly the leader of the free world. He can't even get respect in his own country from his own party. How do you think he's going to get respect from Putin? How do you think he's going to get respect from Xi Jinping? This is a national security issue as far as I'm concerned. We have a quote-unquote leader in our country that is lost. And I've said it numerous times. I've mentioned it to a lot of people this week. This is a form of elder abuse. This man is not fit to run this country. Hell, this man isn't fit to run a McDonald's anymore. And that's no disrespect to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden is just a figurehead. There are other people running this country, and he is just taking the brunt of what they're doing. Right now, the Democrats, they know what's coming in November. They absolutely, unequivocally know what is happening in November. And they are just going full throttle. Well, we're going to get our ass handed to us anyway, so let's just push through everything we can. That's the Democrat philosophy right now. Just let's get it pushed through while we can. And again, this is proof that the Democrats have no care in the world about you or I. They want their agenda. They want socialism. They want the money from all the lobbyists. They want the money that they've been laundering to all of these foreign countries. And be damned you. Damn to you, because you're not going to be a part of this equation. They don't care about you. I've said it before, and this can be said about any politician. The only time a politician really cares about you is come election time. And then they'll pander to you. And you're going to eat it up, lock, stock, and barrel. You know, no disrespect to the black population because they're coming around. But for the longest time, the blacks and the minorities of this country, They would listen to the Democrats come election time, and they would listen to them saying, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you this, we're going to make your life better. And then they elect them into office. And after a couple years, their life isn't any better. It's actually worse. But they still keep voting for them. Donald Trump changed that. Donald Trump showed the minorities of this country, listen, we're not going to give you handouts because you don't need them. What you need as a minority is an opportunity. And he gave the minorities an opportunity. And the minorities flourished under Donald Trump. Right now, there is a record number of minorities that have switched over and crossed lines, crossed the aisle to the Republican Party. And you can thank Donald Trump for that because they saw that, oh my gosh, if I just get an opportunity, I can make myself a better person. I can have a better life for myself. Now, you still have these holdouts that, nope, I don't want a better opportunity. I just want things handed to me. And, you know, let's be honest. This is the lazy, the unmotivated portion of our society that just wants to be given everything for free. And those are our socialists. They don't like that word. They don't like to be called socialists. But you know what? That's what they are. They are the socialist. They want your money. They don't want to work for it. They want you to work for their money. Because our government will give them everything they need. Now, the Biden administration is thinking about giving illegal immigrants smartphones so they can track where they are. Hey, all you got to do is call in. Just put a tracker on that. How do you think that's going to work? How many billions of dollars is that going to cost you and I, the American taxpayer, so this administration can track its illegal immigrants? And I want to reiterate illegal on there. We are tracking. We're just letting criminals go out on the street. This is what the Biden administration and the Democrats do. So they're going to end Title 42. May 23rd, I believe the date, Title 42 comes to an end. In other words, you don't need, or we're not going to, let me rephrase that, we're not going to expel you from this country because you came from a country with COVID, for example. Doesn't matter. But yet, you and I, just recently, just today, I believe it was, an appeals court overturned Biden's vaccine mandate on federal employees. So, illegal immigrants coming into this country illegally. I want to emphasize that. Illegal. Breaking the law to enter this country will not have even close to the same regulations and mandates that citizens of this country have. I'm going to Mexico here in the next 10 days. Just to give you a little info. May or may not have a show. I don't know. I'm trying to record a show and trying to figure out how to post it while I'm down there. I might have to work some strings, but we'll make it happen. But anyway, I'm going to Mexico in 10 days. I can get into Mexico, no problem. When I come back, I have to get and pay for a COVID test. That test needs to be positive or I can't enter a country I'm a citizen of. But if I decide to walk from Cancun to the border, I can just cross it, no problem. How does that work? An American citizen, my family, who is an American family, all American citizens, have a harder time getting back into this country than an illegal immigrant, someone who is breaking the law, knowingly breaking the law, and our government is knowingly letting them break the law. How does anybody look at that and say, yep, I agree that we should eliminate Title 42? I mean, honestly, if COVID's that big of a deal, why are we eliminating it? Why are we still having vaccine mandates for federal employees? Why is douchebag Anthony Fauci going on TV saying we need to be prepared for another mask mandate and another possible lockdown due to variants? Listen, COVID right now is a cold. The dominant strain in this country right now is Omicron BA.2. You want to hear the symptoms of this variant? Runny nose, headache, fatigue, sneezing, sore throat, persistent cough, hoarse voice, chills, shivers, fever, dizziness, brain fog, muscle pains, loss of smell, chest pain. Now, let me read off to you the symptoms of the common cold. Pain in the muscles, cough with phlegm, nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, loss of smell, redness or postnasal drip, whole body chills, fatigue, fever, malaise or body aches, eyes watery, itching or red, head congestion or sinus pressure, chest pressure, headache, swollen lymph nodes or throat irritation. You tell me, what is the difference between a cold and this COVID variant? There's absolutely nothing. Nothing. But yet, we're going to still mandate vaccines. We're going to be pushing this vaccine, even though the vaccine has been proven time and time again to cause more harm than good. People are not dying from COVID anymore. People may be getting sick from COVID, but you know what? People got sick with the cold every year since humans existed. At what point do we just say, stop it? Stop it. I will take a cold. It's going to happen. I'm going to get a cold. I'm going to get COVID. Right now, COVID is not a death sentence. We have to realize, even if you're vaccinated to the maximum amount of boosters, God help you, even if you are vaccinated fully, you're going to get COVID. It's going to happen. Just get it. Get it, especially now. The variants that you will receive now are nowhere near as deadly as the Delta variant. I had the Delta variant. I am lucky to be alive. Today is the one-year anniversary when the doctor came in and said, I don't think you're going to make it, Mr. Velasquez. You need to be put on a ventilator. I refused to be put on a ventilator. And miraculously, they came in that night with antibodies. And those antibodies were night and day difference. Why in God's green earth, the government, instead of issuing free COVID tests, free COVID vaccines, why are they not giving us antibodies? That will help us more in the long run, because if we get COVID, we've got the antibodies, we're building up our immune system. We don't have a clue what this vaccine is doing to our immune system. From all accounts and what I see happening around us, it's hurting us more than it's helping us. But yet the governments across the world are going to inundate with messages to get the vaccine. And you hear Biden telling the nation and the world that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know what? If the government really wanted to eliminate COVID, they would put all their money and all their efforts into these mononuclear antibodies. These work. I know from experience. I was essentially dead. Again, this day, 1 year ago, I had a nurse stationed in my room overnight because they thought I was going to crash. I was that bad. They thought I would not survive the night. The doctor was telling me I need to get on a ventilator, and I refused. And they gave me these antibodies the next day. And within 24 hours, I was like, holy cow, I feel a lot better. I could start to breathe again. Why we're not pushing these is beyond me. And that tells me everything I need to know. This is not something the government wants to go away, because this is a control mechanism. If you can't see that, you're literally blind. The government is trying to control what you do, where you go. They want to be able to track where you go. They want to be able to track what you do. They want to be able to control your lives. And COVID going away is not in their cards. So the government, the Biden administration, on May 23rd is going to just throw out Title 42. And they say that they're doing this because they expect an influx of illegal immigrants to come to this country. Okay, why would you not double down on Title 42? Because do we really want COVID in this country? I mean, honestly, does this government really want COVID in this country? Because them revoking Title 42, which basically says we can't expel anybody. If you have COVID, you can't be expelled. We're letting them in. Why do I think that this is designed to make COVID worse. So what happens when COVID's worse? Well, we've got an election coming up in November. Are we going to do mail-in ballots again? We saw how well that worked last time. Ballots being stuffed. We're just going to stop counting at 12 midnight, and all of a sudden, even though we're not counting, 100,000 votes come in for Biden in Michigan, in Arizona, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania. They just happen to be swing states, the states that put Biden in the presidency. Nothing to see here. COVID is a political pawn. It's a political game. They're not going to let COVID go. And I honestly believe, because the numbers of COVID right now are just dropping like a rock. We could be over with COVID if we just do what we're doing now. But no, our government, the Democrats, and make no mistake, the Democrats are the ones in power right now. They don't want COVID to go away. COVID for them is an easy victory because it gives them every ample opportunity to stuff the ballots and to cheat and to, I mean, honestly, we have seen in Georgia that major fraud has occurred. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, we know major fraud has occurred. In Georgia, they have video of people stuffing Zuckerberg boxes where they've got tens and hundreds and multiple hundreds of ballots that these people, and they're taking selfies of each other with these ballots because apparently they get $10 per ballot that they stuff. They're stuffing them in there. We know that the Democrats cheated. We know it, but we're not going to do anything. So let me ask you this. This is still an ongoing investigation. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, let's just say it is proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Democrats cheated to win the 2020 presidential election. Donald Trump was the rightful winner, which we know he was. What happens? Does KBJ, does she not get confirmed anymore? Do the policies that the Biden administration has already enacted, do they just go bye-bye? Does Trump get the president? I mean, do we let this go? You can't just let it go. You can't let a fraudulent election go. First off, you hold those who committed the fraud accountable to the highest extent of the law. And that starts at these local election officials and goes all the way up to Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Barack Obama. You make an example of them. And you take them out of power. Tell them, look, if you cheat, you're not going to win. You're going to get found out, and you're not going to win. And now the Democrats are going to say, oh, wait a minute, Tom, they checked that in Arizona, and Biden received more votes. Hold on. That's the mainstream media narrative. If you look behind the mainstream media narrative, you will find that there was rampant multiple voting. There was rampant ballots that weren't signed, that were just thrown in there after the fact. It was fraudulent. This Title 42 expulsion. I mean, they're just getting rid of it, and it makes no sense. This is a deliberate plan to steal another election. Bring COVID into this country again. Let's lock it down. Let's get these mail-in ballots sent out. Let's have these Democratic states, swing states, stop counting, which has never happened before. Never in my 50 years of existence during pretty much 35 of those years, I have been watching elections like a hawk. Never in these years have I ever seen a state just say, yeah, we're done counting. First off, it's unheard of. But secondly, if you've stopped counting, why are there still votes coming in for Biden on a 5-1 basis? It doesn't make sense. And to the Democrats, they don't want to hear that. And it's just like the vaccine. these Democrats and anybody who's taken a vaccine, they don't want to hear the fact. They don't want to hear the side effects. They don't want to hear that people are dropping of strokes and blood clots and heart attacks. They don't want to hear that. They think we're crazy. Why? Because they know they've been duped. They know they made the wrong choice. And now they've got to live with it. Again, I will be in Mexico. I fly out April 19th. I have to get a COVID test to get back into this country. Unless I decide to just walk across the border as an illegal immigrant. Then I'm fine. No COVID test needed. You're good to go. But as an American citizen, I have less rights than an illegal immigrant. What does that tell you about this country? What does that tell you about the Democrat Party? It tells you that they don't care about the American people. All they care about is the fact that they're hemorrhaging votes right now. The minorities are leaving them in waves. So what are they going to do? Come on in. Immigrants, come on in. I don't care if you're illegal or not. Come on in. But you have to vote. We're going to find ways to get you to vote. You have to vote Democrat. This is what the Democrat Party is about. The Democrat supporters do not see that. The Democrat supporters and the Democrat Party as a whole are fixated on Trump. Why? Trump is not president anymore. He's not even in the limelight anymore. But they are out to continue to destroy him. All the while, looking past the Hunter Biden fiasco and the fact that Joe Biden's been implemented in a lot of Hunter Biden's emails. They won't look at that. It's just bad orange man. I don't get it. Again, I'm going to continue this talk about our universe died, was destroyed in 2012, because that honestly was the last semblance of normalcy that I remember. I don't get it. Things have happened that I can't understand. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Left is right. Right is left. Everything is bass ackwards. I don't get it. I don't get it. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more stuff. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. There's so much news. I'm going to try and keep this within an hour. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everybody, we're going to move on the show. Have you ever just really sat back and just looked at what's going on in this country and on this planet and say, what? Because I do that on a daily basis. I spend a lot of time after I get home from work and going to the gym, and I spend a lot of time, more so than I really should, just looking at what is going on around the world that we live in. Because not enough people do that. They have their own little bubble, and that's their immediate circle. It's their immediate town, I guess would be the way to say it. And we need to really start looking outside that. We need to look on a global spectrum. I mean, let's look at Dallas's Love Field. It's an airport. Dallas's Love Field has 2 7-foot-tall machines that watch you. And they can determine whether you're wearing a mask or whether you're loitering in the non-parking area. Does that bother anybody? I mean, and I've got family members that will say, well, if I'm wearing a mask and not loitering, what's the problem? Well, it's just like the NSA spying on us, listening in on our phone conversations, looking at the text messages we're sending. I had a family member say, look, I'm not a terrorist. I'm not doing anything wrong. So what's the big deal? The big deal is our government should not be spying on us. To be honest with you, our government should be afraid of us. It shouldn't be the other way around. We should not be afraid of our government, which is how we are now. Because we have just conceded so much power to our government. More power than they were ever anticipated to have. Ever. I mean, it wasn't designed for our government to have this much power. But our government controls every aspect of our lives now. Be it taxes, be it where we go, how we go. And it's only going to get worse because they want to put computers in our car that track how many miles we drive. And if we drive too many, it's shut off. Listen, I'm not crazy. Our government wants to track our every move. They want to know how much money we're spending, hence the $600 deposits and withdrawals. They want to know where we're going, vaccine passports. They want to know everything about us. And we've given them that power. Our government should not have that much power. Our government should be our government should be afraid of us. Our government should be saying, listen, we need to do something for the people or else they're going to rebel and they are going to either remove us or even worse. We're afraid to do it. We don't realize how much power we have. We just vote these people in and think they're all powerful and they can dictate our lives and they can tell us how we're going to live. That time needs to stop. We need to realize that there are more of us than there are them. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've said it before, I have a lot and when I say a lot, I mean a lot of military members, current and former military members that listen to this show. I hear from them every week. They don't want their names released, and I understand that, so I will not release their names. But every one of them has said, look, when push comes to shove, I'm not firing on American citizens. I will fight against my government. Joe Biden has said, hey, you want to go against the government, you're going to need nukes. I think we've got them. I think we have enough military members that are on the inside that are not happy with what is happening to this country that will fight alongside the patriots. Does it need to get to that point? God, I hope not. But I don't see any other option. The way that they're sending our country, there's no other option. I mean, we can vote. And the Democrats have proven we're no better than a third world country now. Our elections are rigged. The Democrats have rigged our elections. We are just like Iraq, Iran, where, listen, you can vote. We'll give you the opportunity to vote, but your vote doesn't count because we're not going to count your vote if it goes against the mainstream media narrative. The mainstream media narrative is a Democrat. So, if you do not vote for a Democrat, they will do everything they can to cancel your vote. How does that make you feel? I mean, are you okay with that? are just like, golly gee, I wish my vote would have counted. Or are you actually going to stand up and do something about it? I can tell you right now that we did nothing in 2020. There was ample proof of fraudulent activity in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and who knows where else. We didn't do anything about it. We just, okay, well, I guess Biden's the president. And look at where it got us. 40 years, minimum 40 years high in inflation. Gas prices, record highs. Food shortages, food prices. You go to the grocery store, you can't afford to feed your family. This is what we got. This is what we're dealing with. Why? Because we couldn't take the time to stand up and make our voice heard. I'm done sitting back. We need to make our voice heard. The Democrats, listen, transgenders have a day of visibility. Transgenders who represent less than 1% of the population of this country have a day. Our quote-unquote president gave a long, drawn-out, rambling speech that nobody could make any sense of regarding the transgender day of visibility. We're just going to let that slide. We're going to let less than 1% of the population on this planet, and that in any country that you reside in that you're listening to, less than 1% of the people are transgender. But look at how many waves they create. You know why? Because they speak up. They're loud. They're obnoxious. It's about time that we become loud and obnoxious. You know, we did it with the school boards. We did it in Virginia. The people of Virginia stood up and got rid of Ralph Northam because he was a CRT socialist. We got, you know, the Loudoun County School Board. We're gutting them because it's not what is best for our children. And I'm 50 years old. 50 years old, I'm over halfway through my earthly life. It's not about me anymore. It's about my kids and my grandkids and my great-grandkids. I need to make sure they have even an inkling of what I grew up in. We were just talking today, a buddy of mine and I, I went over there today, we had a couple drinks, and we were talking about growing up in the 80s, 70s and 80s. My God, aside from the 40s and 50s, I don't think there was a better time to grow up. These kids today, I mean, what kind of future do they have with the Democrats running things? They have no future. They will own nothing, and they will like it. That's the motto of the Great Reset, and that's what's coming. I don't want that for my kids. A parent's goal, if you are a parent of any children, your goal should be to make sure your kids are raised to the point that they have a launching pad to where they are better off than you are. My parents did it for me. My parents had 5 kids. My dad, he worked hard until he couldn't work anymore because of rheumatoid arthritis. My mom, she worked her tail off. God rest her soul. I miss her so much. She worked her tail off. Not only was she working a full-time job after my dad couldn't work anymore because of his arthritis, she cleaned house. She made dinner. She made sure we were taken care of. My dad did what he could. And I had great parents growing up. I really did. And I try to emulate that to my kids. I try to instill a work ethic in them. And I mean, looking at the kids today, I'm pretty proud of how well my kids have turned out. They are hard-working kids. My son, he's 18 years old, and he's picking up shifts left and right. My daughter is working 2 to 3 jobs just to make sure she's got enough money. I've got a 12-year-old that, well, he's not working yet, but you know what? He is a good kid. We've done good with our children. And I look at some of these other kids, and they don't want to work. They don't want to put in any effort. If it's not given to them, they don't want to do it. I really think my children have a leg up because they are not afraid to work. They're not afraid to get their hands dirty. They're not afraid to do extra. That will help them in the long run. But only if we can stop the Democrats, because the Democrats and the New World Order, they're hell-bent on the Great Reset. And all the hard work my kids, your kids, are doing every single day is going to be for naught. Because they're going to be working for the kids who don't want to work. I've seen it every day. These kids coming up do not want to put in any effort. If it's not handed to them, they don't want it. If you, as a parent, can instill a work ethic in your kids, they can do well. But they can only do well unless we get rid of this Great Reset. We've got to get rid of these Democrats and these fake Republicans like Mitt Romney and Elizabeth Cheney. I mean, honestly, how could anyone, Mitt Romney, KBJ, voted for Mitt Romney. How do you feel in Utah right now? You voted for a Republican in Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a socialist. He is tagging along on the Republican ticket only because he knows I can't win as a Democrat, so I'm going to announce as a Republican, but all my policies that I vote for are Democrat. How does that make you feel? Feel like you got duped? How about you who voted for Elizabeth Cheney? Same thing. I mean, Dick Cheney, I was never a fan of him. He's a warmonger, just like Bush. They made out like a banshee because of the war in Iraq. Gulf War 1 and 2, they both made out like a banshee. Even though they weren't in office per se, you know they were getting kickbacks. What do we do? How do we get rid of this? We start at a local level. It starts at our school boards. And I hate to beat a dead horse, but that's what it is. Our school boards are indoctrinating our children with CRT and telling the white children that they're oppressors and the black children that, oh, you're never going to make anything of yourself because you're black. I mean, this is what we're up against on a local level. We need to start at the local level and work our way up to the state level and then the federal level. I don't know if we have enough time. Our country, in just the year in 4 months, I think it is, that Biden's been in control, we have slipped into socialism way beyond anything I thought we would ever do. And you know why? Because the conservatives are like, oh, I hate Joe Biden. I'm going to put this sticker on this gas pump that says I did that. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to start a grassroots effort. And, you know, and that, I guess you could say that falls on me too. What have I done? I get on this mic every week and harp on you about how much chaos this country is going through right now. I spend probably 10 to 12 hours a week that I don't have. I don't have 10 to 12 hours a week that I can spare, but I find some way, staying up late, on lunchtime, I spend time researching and going over show notes that I can do on a weekly basis.
Now it's time for you guys to step up. Sean Ryan in Wisconsin, he stepped up. He was a big proponent of no masks in Wisconsin, and he's made a difference. Where are you? What are you doing to make a difference? I'm on here every week. I'm telling you what we need to do. Sean Ryan has made a difference. What are you doing? I don't want to call you out. I really don't, but we are at a breaking point. I don't think a lot of you know how close we are to losing this country. Even if we win, and by we, I mean the conservatives, even if the Republicans, conservatives sweep the House, I mean, even if we go 70, 80, 90, whatever, even if we win 70, 80, 90% of the elections and just take control of the House and Senate, is that going to be enough? Or are we too far gone? And if we're too far gone, what is the option? The only option is to take this country back by force. And don't let Joe Biden dissuade you by saying, well, you're going to need nukes. You're not. We have the backing of a large portion of our military. They know what's going on. They really do. And I hate talking about this because, well, my last show, it got banned from YouTube because I talked misinformation about COVID. They wouldn't give me any specific examples, but they deleted my show. We're being censored. Why do you think we're being censored? Because they're afraid of us. Now we need to give them a reason to be afraid of us. It is time to stop sitting on our hands. We need to make our voice heard. It is time, because literally, now if we don't do it, we've lost. It is at that point. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you start a grassroots effort like Sean Ryan in Wisconsin. Share this show. Get the conservative voice out in the mainstream. I don't know what else to do. I go on here every week and you guys listen, and you have no idea how much I appreciate that. But here's a challenge to you. Not only should you listen, do something about it. Make your voice heard. Be the next Sean Ryan in your state. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about some people got acquitted. Let's talk about that. And then what was following a U.S. warship. We're going to talk about that at the break. Sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. All right, everybody, I hope you're listening to the breaks during this show, and if you are, you've noticed one thing. I'm playing the same breaks over and over again. I need you guys, if you have a podcast that you would like to promote on this show, if you have a book, if you have an event, anything you want to promote on this show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will promote this for free. I am all about getting your event, your promotion, your book, your podcast, whatever it is. I want to get that out there for free. Ask Vanishing Gates. Ask Rick Ness. Ask Ohio Hauntings and Legends. Ask Harvey Gott. I'll do it for free. I just want to get your voice out there. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. www.stuffofnightmares.net. This is for my paranormal enthusiasts. If you haven't heard, this past fall, two balls of light were seen lurking by a U.S. Navy warship. Has anybody noticed how all of a sudden forthcoming the government is on their UFO knowledge? To me, that is a sign that says, yep, we knew about them. We know what they are. This is a conditioning exercise, in my opinion. So apparently this past fall, the USS Kearsarge, I think that's how you pronounce it, was followed by at least two, quote-unquote, car-sized orbs for several nights. This isn't several hours, this is several nights. Both of which were tagging behind the ship, but roughly half a mile and 200 feet above the ocean. These UFOs were also supposedly filmed by the ship's crew, although the footage has not been released. Now, we know the Navy has a long history of UFOs, a history which was only publicly confirmed relatively recently after the Pentagon released a series of strange reports and videos of UFO encounters. What is the end game here? I mean, honestly, the Pentagon now is calculatedly, slowly releasing UFO footage, UFO encounters by the military and by civilian encounter observers. What is the end game? I'm going to tell you right now, the end game is it's conditioning. The more we hear about UFOs, the more we're more accustomed to them, to the point that when they show up, we're like, no, okay, they were right. Not like in 1939 during the War of the Worlds, or was it 38? I can't remember. 38, 39, when Orson Welles recited War of the Worlds over the radio. And if you haven't done it, I suggest you do it. Download the War of the Worlds broadcast from 1938, 39. I can't remember when it is. Play it on Halloween. It is now a Halloween tradition. And I'll be honest, that was expertly done. It made it sound like an actual event, to the point that, unfortunately, people were listening to this thinking we were invaded by aliens. They were jumping off buildings. They were killing themselves. We as a species are beyond that point now. Yeah, you're going to have some wackos say, oh my God, I can't do it. I can't fathom aliens are real. And they're going to off themselves. The majority of the people are going to be like, okay, I kind of thought so. Now it's confirmed. I think the military, the Pentagon, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, the Coast Guard, whoever it is, they're conditioning us. Because more and more, there is a huge, huge UFO program out right now detailing the side effects of a UFO encounter. Listen, 10 years ago, that would have been not even thought of. That wouldn't have been anything the networks would have even thought of carrying. Now, it's in the mainstream. It was on Fox News. It was on CNN. the side effects of UFO encounters are being just pushed into the mainstream media. That's got to tell you something. But apparently, two car-sized balls of light were trailing a U.S. warship for 2 days. What were they? Now, you could say that they were Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters were balls of light that the Allied and Axis. Now, you're not going to hear that a lot, but even the Axis pilots were observing during World War II. Nobody knows what they are. To this day, nobody knows what they are. The UFO community has embraced Foo Fighters and said, oh, that's got to be alien aircraft. We don't know. We don't know what was the technology. Back then, we thought it was German technology, but the Germans were seeing it too and saying, I have no idea what that is. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is be prepared. We are being conditioned for the fact that UFOs, and I guess extraterrestrials or aliens, whatever you want to call them, they're real. The government now has no choice. Too many people are seeing them, and it's beyond them saying, oh, it's swamp gas, or it's a meteor, or it's an optical illusion. People aren't doing it because technology nowadays is proving that UFOs are real. The military has no choice. They are going to slowly condition us for the arrival of the UFOs, for the fact that UFOs are real. If you don't believe it, you better prepare yourself because it's going to come as a slap to the face. To me, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't take away the fact that God created us. Maybe God is the God of the human race. Maybe the Greys have their own God that created them. We don't know. But I'm telling you right now, UFO disclosure is coming soon. Sooner than you think. And I'm not talking about a month or two. I'm talking within 2, 3, 5 years. They're not going to have a choice. We are seeing an unprecedented amount of amazing UFO videos that are not doctored, that are being witnessed by multiple people. I think they're ready to make themselves known. Just my thought. So we're going to end the show with this. I've talked about it before. There are four men that were arrested for planning to kidnap and blow up Governor Whitmer, the governor of Michigan's home in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Those four men were put on trial. And during the trial, it was found that the FBI and the Department of Justice were involved in kind of coercion and entrapment. That they were kind of pushing these guys. Yeah, you should do this. Yeah, you should do this. The prosecution says, nope. These guys had fully invested already before the FBI and the Department of Justice even got involved. They were fully invested into kidnapping and possibly killing the governor of Michigan. The trial has been done. It's done now. And two of the four members of this defense have got off scot-free. They were acquitted. The other two, they're deadlocked. And why do you think that is? Because the people are starting to see that our justice system, the FBI, the Department of Justice, they're corrupt. Why are they corrupt? Because the Democrats have corrupted them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not in the United States of America anymore. You could look at us as kind of like the Soviet Union or maybe even North Korea, where the government controls everything you do. And if you speak out against the government, they're coming after you. And they're gonna trump up charges against you to make you look bad. Well, thankfully, in this case, they got off scot-free. Two of them are acquitted. They didn't do anything wrong. They were coerced by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. This is the world we live in today. We've read about this. We've read in our history books about this. Most recently in Nazi Germany. But the Democrats, they just want to erase that. That wasn't the case. That was the case. We're reliving history. Do you want to be part of those that were stuffed into trains and put into concentration camps, or are you going to go out fighting? The choice is yours. Let me know what you're going to do. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, if you have a show, if you have a book, if you have a podcast, anything you want to promote, let's get it on this show free of charge. All you have to do is send me an audio clip, 30 seconds to 1 minute long, at ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you have a show idea that you want me to talk about, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. That's all. That's going to be the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. It was pretty entertaining on my end. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in hard times. It's up to you and I to stand up. You've been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll talk to you next week.
Sales for civil war, fighting those we love, but we don't love anymore. Has it all come down to this? Watching loved ones die as we planted to